Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Terraria playthrough video episode. So let me just start. So I entered a world which had crimson. So that was fine. Crimson is like the red grotesque fleshy version with spiders and stuff like that. So I started off grabbing some wood, got 100 pieces of wood, made a house for the guy. Then I asked him stuff. He told me to get a piece of armor. I got myself a crafting table, a furnace, a wooden sword, a wooden bow with some arrows, and a furnace, and I was ready for the desert. I went to the desert to grab some cactus armor and tools. When I went there, I was nearly slaughtered by some Antalian, mandible, which I killed because they were really, really annoying. I removed them. Then I went to the underground desert to grab some fossils. I was attacked by lots of Antillian and luckily I was able to fend off some of them, grab enough desert fossil before I was slaughtered by a Antillian charger. When I respawned at home, I went to grab myself some armor. Then I decided to go to the sky since I grabbed on my time. I now had a mandible blade from an Antillian swarmer, and decided to go. The merchant had just arrived, so I bought a sickle off him and the mining helmet. Then I decided to go up into the heavens and try and look for deserted islands. I found some, but never had the thing I'm looking for, fledgling wings. After the 10th one I've opened, I found a set of fledgling wings. They let me fly for a short amount of time and are actually really good early game. Then it was time to face the first boss. I didn't choose to face the first boss, but when I was in my house, it said an evil presence was watching you, and that means I, Cthulhu. The eye arrived with my very small arena. The eye arrived, and it started attacking with shooting out its servants to attack her. I took them out quite easily with my mandible blade. Then I used arrows on the eye himself. When I shot him, he was kind of easy to grab and shoot. Then he turned to his second form with his mouth. Then he started flying across the screen. I kept on shooting him, and even though I was really, really weak at the start of this game, I made the battle. I finished it. I beat the Eye of Cthulhu, and yeah. The next episode, I'll tell you how I fought against the Brain of Cthulhu and the King Slime. I'll tell you that in the next episode. So remember to tune in later and subscribe. Thank you. Bye.